This is Twit.
WAS is Windows as a Service. What is that? I can't encompass that in my little puny mind. What does that mean?
Remember when we had WAD, Windows Azure Active Directory?
Yes, WAD.
So this is yet another acronym, right? So, let's see, where to start the story. So, you know, there have been a lot of leaks about Threshold, and one that's come back and haunted us a few times is whether Microsoft is going to do something around updates to turn them into a service. So some people have been suggesting there might be something like Windows 365, you know, where you pay a subscription fee.
Yeah. I think Microsoft's always wanted to do that, right? I mean, they'd certainly do it with business.
Right. I would have thought so. And Paul and I both have speculated here before on Windows Weekly that we thought they would do that. But the more I kept asking around with my sources, they said, no, they're really not going to do a Windows 365. There's nothing called that in the plan. But there is something called Windows as a Service. Now, a lot of people think this means paid updates. So once you get Windows 9, you're going to pay a yearly or a monthly fee, and that'll guarantee you continue to get updates, new features, fixes, all that. But my sources say right now there's no plan in place about charging for those updates. Instead, what Windows as a Service is it's something they're using inside the company. So it's going to be a way that Microsoft distributes different feature sets to different users while they're building Threshold to test what users like best.
Oh.
So, you know, Paul might get a build of a Threshold that has certain features in it that I don't get.
That would be only if it works at Microsoft.
Right. Right. Okay. So they're going to take
dog
this
fooding.
Data.
They're dog fooding.
Yeah, dog fooding, but using customers who are testers as the dog fooders and not just people inside the company.
Oh, okay. So it is customers.
That's where it gets interesting, right? Yeah, so we're thinking what's going to happen is when you get Threshold, the first technical preview sometime around late September, early October, there'll be an option to opt into these updates. And if you do, you're going to be part of the test group and you're going to get some updates that some other people might not get. And they're going to collect all this data and say, hey, do people really hate it if we take the charms bar away, or do they love it that we're taking the charms bar away?